You started as an RN, caring for one patient at a time. But now you're being called to help more patients more often. By earning your Master's in Nursing Leadership and Healthcare Systems degree online from Grand Canyon University, you could become a leader responsible for staff development and patient care outcomes. What do you think making a difference in healthcare looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Episode 1753 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. This is the number one show in Apple Podcasts for job search. No show is even close to the number of episodes we've generated. And I had the number two show until I discontinued it last year. And that stopped when I was in the 800s. At this point, I'm better the 2-1 to that show. I'm your host, Jeff Albin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. This is a question that often gets asked of senior professionals. It basically involves conflict management. Ooh. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review. Hope to see your review there. And I'm thinking tomorrow I'm going to be reading reviews from people I've received recently. And with that, let's get going. I'm a career coach. I help leaders. I help senior staff and organizations find new roles. I help you be more effective within your existing role. I help you improving your leadership skills. And if you're interviewing and you're being asked this question, tell me about a time that you dealt with conflict management. We're obviously talking to you as a senior professional because what they're really asking about is conflict resolution, not necessarily conflict management. There's a couple of different ways to address this question, depending upon your seniority, even at a senior level. For example, conflict management, if you're a visible face of an organization, deals with a public blow-up where your organization has done something that's problematic for the public. And obviously, what you're going to be doing is telling the story of a situation. Now, right now, as I'm recording this, there are certain tech organizations that are very much in the news for a mistake that they made. And I'll just simply say, we don't have to identify who it is. It's not important. I'll just simply say that conflict management in this case involved testimony in front of Congress and being prepared by PR people, being prepared by professionals to answer questions in the spotlight. And presenting oneself powerfully and effectively and with the appearance of being open in order to stem the tide of anger against the firm. That's clearly a conflict management situation. If we're looking internal to an organization where we're dealing with conflict management or conflict resolution, normally there are two individuals who may be having a disagreement. One of them could be you, and it could be with a subordinate where someone's talking behind your back relentlessly, and they're not giving you, they're not working to resolve it. They're kind of gossiping. And I know I have someone that I coach now has had a person like this on their team since they stepped into their role. Now, let's work with a scenario that it's two individuals who are at comparable levels or maybe in different parts of the organization that are backbiting one another. Conflict resolution, conflict management involves hearing them. It starts off with that. It involves talking with each person. This is the way you answer the question. You talk about a situation that you stepped into, what the objective was in doing it, the action that you took, and the result. Now, right now, there's sufficient friction in the organization that what you're trying to do is to take the temperature of the participants and talk them down from the cliff, because that's really what's going on. These people are going apeshit, and it affects other people. So you describe it without using that language, obviously. I had two people in my organization that were at one another's throats. Battle lines were starting to be drawn between their two organizations. It was going to be problematic for the health of my group. So I sat down with each individual each person individually, to understand what their issues were, to ask questions, to make sure they had a valid hearing. One person didn't really want to open up to me, which I thought was very interesting. And I basically said, hey, look, you know, I know this is going on, so let's get clear about this. I want to understand. I'm not here to advocate for one side or the other. I'm trying to understand the merits of this and ask great questions to understand your position. Otherwise, I have to take sides with the other person. Notice what I'm doing is, you know, I'm flushing out a real-life situation here. Then from there, what's the action that you took? So, you know, the situation, the problem existed. The objective is to find common ground. The action that you took is sitting down with the participants to understand their case, then seek common ground that allows each to feel understood and respected, and then what the result was, which was the de-escalation and actually a better solution than what was originally proposed, and how that impacted the organization. When you're hearing the phrase, tell me about a time where you, this is a behavioral interview question. And what they're trying to do is listen to your history in order to find a situation that relates to the problem or the scenario that's being addressed. This is the invitation for a story. Now, some people, you know, use the STAR acronym. I like this one a little bit better. That's situation, task, action, result. Now, so STAR. For me, it's SOAR. Situation, objective that you had, the action that you took, and what was the result of that action. Ideally, with the metrics involved. Money saved, money earned, percentage improvement. Here, the result is a resolution of an issue, a better result now that we got the two parties talking to one another, and you know, you were able to flush out the best of their respective ideas and then de-escalate the friction that existed between the two organizations by being actively involved. So, you know, these situations, whether it's, you know, conflict management as in the public face of an organization or within the organization between groups, you know, under your purview, becomes an, you know, the ideal way is to tell a story. Last thing is the situations where you have friction with someone. And the invitation is always to bring them into the fold. I hear you're having a problem with this decision I made. Who told you that? Doesn't matter. You know I'm going to say that. I'm not here. You know, I want to hear your side of it. You know, and what you think I could have done better. Be inclusive in this, not separate. And I said, yeah, I took that into account. Here's why I made the choice that I did. Because sometimes the reasons for the choices aren't always communicated to the outside, beyond simply the decision. And you want to make sure they hear that. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. Do you agree with it? I can go along with it, or no. Can you respect my right to make that choice given the inputs that I had? Yes. Again, notice situation, objective, action, result. That's the formula for answering any question involving a story.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call. Schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, how to have your questions answered or coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you be a better executive in your organization, and overall being a better employee of your firm. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, if you're interested in coaching, let me know. I think it's easier at the website, but if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's focused on helping you do better at work. Information there is shared daily, and I'm attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so I want to make it a safe place for everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Celebrate Venus Fashion Week and discover new, fun, sexy fall styles while saving at Venus. This weekend, only buy three items and instantly get 50% off a fourth. Visit Venus.com or download the Venus app and use the code APPLE to save during the final days of Venus Fashion Week.